Listening comprehension. Read the questions and answers first. Then listen to the text twice and tick the correct answers. A letter to the editor from Shelley in London. It is the sort of love one can imagine between angels. I love C.S. Lewis, but he was much more idealistic than I am, or else I have not had his luck, charisma, or je ne sais quoi. But I would give anything to have the kind of friendship he described. I think I had that kind of friendship with my son, since we were separated in age by only 18 years. But a child is not really a friend, even though in my case it was the kind of love imagined between angels. It is somehow more and somehow less than friendship. We really got each other, and though he hated certain things about me, he loved the whole of me. We talked about all manner of things. Perhaps that is why I haven't built any relationships that have been as satisfying or enduring. I was spoilt by a rare kind of kinship. He is gone now, and I need a best buddy like never before. Someone with whom I shared a history, but really anyone with whom I can share the little and big things that we meet in life. It just may not be possible to build this kind of friendship so late in life, but I will not stop hoping for it. I think I was always so busy working as a young single mom that I didn't become part of one of those bands, flocks, or tribes. Perhaps because my 20s were so full of serious things. And I've been a nomad, living in different countries, my family and tribe consisting of me and my son, until he died 2 years ago. Maybe these bands require much more shared terrain than I have had with anyone, or maybe they just don't happen once we're past our 30s. I don't know the answer. But I have had the experience of what you call a narrow and concentrated network in my online social network. My son originally invited me to Facebook years ago, and I didn't start using it until a year after he died, because all of his friends in the 20s and early 30s wanted to be in touch with me, the only link left to him. Since then, I've added a few people from my past, the high school and college friends, who seek out their past connections. But it is largely a group of people I know, but just by virtue of my son. And then there are the very new friends, the ones I meet each week when I invite strangers home to dinner. That is how I plant seeds of a potential friendship. I start with complete strangers. They are shallow at first, much more because that is the way it is in Europe, where friendships take years to build, but deeper than I would have imagined. I have culled many of the Facebook stalkers, those who haven't said a word since they became part of my circle, the ones who look on voyeuristically, as I bare my heart and soul, but never say a word. I use Facebook and comments on blog posts and my own blog to connect with people, to share and be heard, to express my grief and loss and my tiny shoots of hope in the healing process. I find that strangers listen. They are my new tribe. They are much warmer and interested and available than those I knew in the past. They are like the young people in my new circle, accepting and warm and loving. So, while I aspire to a new tribe, a group of people who know me and who I know and love with a shared history and the ease that you describe in the television sitcoms, it is interesting to see that I have become part of a tribe of strangers who connect in places like this, in comments on posts that interest us. It is not all bad, and for now it is what I have. Strangers have become my new friends.